think we could take another case before we break. 5857, application of Conoco for an order pooling all interests in a spacing unit for the Dickinson Lodge Pole Pool. This is the west half of section 32-140-96, Stark County. All parties wishing to be heard in this case, please come forward.
May it please the examiner, Lawrence Fender, P.O. Box 400, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing in this matter, case number 5857, on behalf of Conoco, Inc. We'll have one witness in this matter who is ready to be sworn at this time.
Prosecutor, tell the truth in this case?
Yes, sir. Bill, would you state your name for the record, please, and spell your last name?
It's William Jack, J-A-C-K.
By whom are you employed and in what capacity?
I'm employed by Conoco, Inc. as a senior landman.
And in that capacity, have you had an opportunity on previous occasions to testify before the North Dakota Industrial Commission, have your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes, sir, I have.
And in preparation for today's hearing, have you made a thorough study and review of all the pertinent land matters concerning Conoco's application in case 5857?
Yes, sir, I have.
And have you prepared or had prepared under your control and supervision certain exhibits that you intend to sponsor?
Yes.
Have you satisfied yourself as to the accuracy of those exhibits?
Yes, sir, they're accurate.
Offer the further testimony of this witness as that of an expert.
Motion granted.
Bill, I'm going to have you turn first to what's been marked as exhibit number one. Would you identify that exhibit, please, and then briefly discuss the more pertinent aspects of it?
Exhibit number one is a plat prepared outlining the wells that Conoco has drilled as they relate to the Dickinson Lodge Pole field located in Stark County, North Dakota.
And it also specifically depicts the state number 74 well, is that correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
And Conoco is an owner of interest in the west half of section 32, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And is the west half of section 32, does that constitute a spacing unit for the state number 74 well?
Yes, sir, it does.
And are there separately owned tracts in the west half of section 32?
Yes, the northwest and southwest quarters are segregated.
Has a voluntary pooling been accomplished to the west half of section 32?
All with the exception of the parties listed in this application.
Okay. And who are those parties?
These parties are the estate of Ms. Zula May Pugh, Ms. Leslie J. May, and Pacific West Leasing Company.
And was an attempt made to have these parties enter into a voluntary pooling agreement?
Yes, sir, it was.
And they were unlocatable, is that correct?
That's correct.
So it's Conoco's request in this particular application that those interests be pooled, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And do you have a recommendation for the effective date of the pooling?
We recommend that the pooling be effective the date of first operations.
So all I have for this witness, we'd offer exhibit number one.
Exhibits received. Any questions? The witness. If not, we'll conclude the hearing. Thank you.